We're back with another edition of Let's Talk About It. We're talking Jamestown Parks and Recreation today with the director, Amy Walters. Glad you're with us, Amy. Welcome back again.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, absolutely. It is spring, finally.
I'm calling finally. It. Yes. It's spring.
It's spring.
No matter what it decides to do, yes. We're calling it spring.
We are officially into the spring season, finally, which means that people are ready now to get outside and actually do some things. But you guys are suggesting let's take a deep breath here before we start running towards the fields and everything, right?
Yep.
So what's happening down at the fields right now?
Well, we still have a lot of snow. Yeah. And after that, even though, the snow may be off the fields, we need people to be patient. We need that moisture to be, fully out and the fields dry before we start tearing off out there. So please just be patient. We'll let everyone know when they're available. And, in addition to the fields in our parks, they took a hit this year as well. And so we've got some potholes, and so just be careful as you're driving through the parks. You should be driving slow anyway,
right?
But we will have crews out working to fix those potholes. And as spring comes around, there's always all sorts of fun things that we find underneath the snow,
right?
So we do want to remind our community that we do have leash ordinances and pet waste ordinances. So unfortunately, we've seen a lot of community members starting to just drive their vehicle, run their dogs beside the vehicle and not get out to clean up after them or keep them restrained. So we want the pets in our parks, but we need to do it in a safe and respectful way. So we're asking folks that have pets, please visit our parks, keep them on a leash, and clean up after them. We've got all the doggy depot stations there for you. You can pick it up and throw it away. And then the other thing, too, is, plan ahead. Our restrooms still aren't open yet, so we're still getting pretty cool into the evenings, and we haven't turned the water on. So restrooms still are not available, but all of that will be coming in time.
Yes.
We are. We're working to get there.
Yes,
so.
And that's the thing. It's like, finally, the snow is gone. All right, let's warm up a little bit, let things dry out, and then we'll officially get things rolling. It is the month of April, and we are, just a little bit more than a week away from Earth Day.
Yes.
So are you guys doing anything exciting for that?
We are, yeah. So we haven't historically done a lot, and we were kind of cautiously planning an event because we didn't know for sure what we'd have, but we're inviting the community to come out for a free, fun family event at McElroy Park at Saratoma Shelter on Saturday, April 22nd at 10 a.m. We will provide everyone with some bags and things to help us clean up trash. So wear your gloves. But in addition, we'll also be doing a fun project where kids can make a bird feeder. The UJ Alpha Chi chapter is helping with that. And then we also have a soil tunnel. And I don't really know for sure what that is, but I've heard it's really cool. So come out and check it out and, learn a little bit, have a little bit of fun, and maybe help us work
a little
bit and clean
up
the parks. Yep.
Absolutely. That is Earth Day, April 22nd at 10 a.m. And then because it's finally spring, that means we're getting out of this winter season with the winter sports building. What do people need to know now?
Yep. So we're starting to transition again. We will have ice in the winter sports building through the end of the month. And then that process of taking out the ice, cleaning up, doing all of that begins. But we do want to let the community know we're going to try some new things in the quote-unquote off season at the winter sports building this year. We'll be hosting open skates for roller skating and inline skating.
Right.
So I know there's some of you folks out there in the community. Come join us for that. And then we're looking also at doing some ball hockey leagues inside and other, events and recreational activities. So go ahead and continue to watch our social media pages and things like that to learn more.
Yeah, to learn more and see what's happening with the winter sports building during the summer season. Summer, and a lot of people around here, once it finally warms up, like to get those golf clubs out, take a few swings. Hillcrest Golf Course, we've got some deals potentially.
We do, yes. So we are as anxious as everyone else to get the clubs out. Well, again, need people to be a little patient.
Yes.
But good news is Pro Shop is open. So we have staff there 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. And stop in. We are offering 20% off to new members. So if you haven't had a membership before, or as well as 50% off for anyone that would be new to storing their golf cart at the course. So we have those going on. And like I said, We're as anxious as anyone else is. Yes. So as soon as we can, we will get out there.
Right. Yes. People want to start swinging the clubs already. Again, a little bit of patience. We're getting a lot closer than we were 2 weeks ago.
Yes. So. Even two days, a week, whatever. It really is melting fast. Yeah, so
which is a good sign. Spring here officially, we're calling it.
Yeah.
Which means summer is also coming up. End of school, summer programs, those things just around the corner too. So people, I'm guessing that some sign-up dates are already underway for
yes.
this.
Yes. Yep. We have registration open for our summer programs. We're offering, again, two sessions of youth tennis. The first one begins in early June, and then the second session in mid-July. So both of those are open for registration on our website, as well as our junior golf camp, which is scheduled for June 26th and 27th. And then we also run a Sticks for Kids Golf League. And so that's a weekly league, and that one begins June 7th and runs through the 28th. So we got your tennis and your golf.
Yes.
If you're interested, you can get your kids signed up for that. And then if you're looking for something more consistent, regular basis for your school-age children to do during the day, we do have our summer camps open for registration at track as well.
Okay. And those registrations available at the Jamestown Parks and Rec website?
They are, yes. Yep. Okay. And I can give everyone the details at the end of all of the ways to reach us.
Love it. So those are the things coming up for the summer season. We're talking about spring here, golf courses available, other save-the-date items for Parks and Rec. What else is happening?
Yep, we have a few events. Our kind of historic ongoing kite festival is scheduled for that first weekend in June. So save the date for that, June 9th through 11th. We're excited that we're going to add a vendor show to Saturday of that, June 10th. So if that's something you're interested, again, you can check out our website for that information. And then we also have a 6-on-6 volleyball tournament at track May 7th. So get your teams together for that. And then we're trying something new, which is a sunrise and sunset triathlon. This is a partnership with Jamestown Public Schools. So don't worry, it's not the Ironman.
No.
So, it's more of an introductory type triathlon. May 20th is the sunrise, and then the sunset is September 9th. So we're working on bookending that summer time frame, and we can help you with training and those types of things as well.
A little triathlon action, May 20th and September 9th. That'll be a lot of fun. And then there's always jobs available too, right? There's always some sort of, if your teenager needs a job, Parks and Rec's probably got one for them.
That's
what are you looking to fill right now?
Right. So feels a little bit like a scratched record here, but lifeguards.
Yep.
And we want that pool open and the splash park, and we want to be able to provide all of those hours, swim lessons, all of that for our community. So, if you're a teenager, if you're a retired adult, if you are just interested in general, come check out being a lifeguard. We provide all the training. And then also we're looking at instituting a summer bonus. So if you stay with us and work a certain amount of hours during that summer season from Memorial Day to Labor Day, you'll be eligible to receive a cash bonus at
nice.
The end of the season.
Cash.
Yes, that's right. Everybody likes that, especially those students
yeah.
that are wrapping up the time frame when they can actually make some. So, and then also we have our summer parks program. So again, that's a free program that we provide in three of our parks in the community for children age 6 through 12. So we are looking for 10 individuals to work in that program. And, you know, I tell people you basically get paid to play. So it's a great opportunity and, you know, not only play, but build meaningful relationships with kids in our community that otherwise probably don't have adults at home for them during that time frame.
If you want to have an impact on youth during the summer, that's the program to be a part of.
Exactly.
I know back in my hometown, that's the big thing. It's like your teenager needs a job or you're an adult who's looking for some extra summer cash. You can impact youth while also having fun. You're
yes.
just kind of hanging out during
that's
the summer.
Right.
So that's
right.
I don't think there's anything really wrong with that. Amy, anything extra you want to add here today? And then where can people contact you guys?
No, I think we basically have covered the high points. As usual, head out to our website, which is jamestownparksandrec.com. Follow us on social media pages, Facebook, Instagram. You can find us on all of them. And then if you ever you can't find it, don't maybe know exactly what you're looking for, give us a call, 252-3982. We're happy to help you. You know, if you're stuck with registration, we can help you with that. You can walk in at the front desk at track. You can stop at our office, all of those places. And like I said, the pro shops open out at the golf course. So if you want to stop in and connect with John and talk about what's new and upcoming for this golf season, you can do that and get your membership started so that you're ready to go as soon as we say it's time.
Yes, a little bit of patience, but we are getting a whole lot closer. All right, Amy, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.